Chapter 1. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. Everything. If you doubt that, look at any object, living thing, anything, under a powerful microscope. We're all just atoms bumping around. Our brains are translators, allowing us to perceive the world around us as physical. So we can touch the chair, smell the coffee, taste the chocolate, see the ocean, and hear the birds singing. Everything is energy, and it's all vibrating at different frequencies. Our brains can translate some of these frequencies so that we can experience them as solid matter. Sound vibrates at different frequencies. Our human ears can pick up a certain range of those frequencies. Dogs can hear more of them. If a sound vibration is too high or too low, we can't hear it and aren't even aware of it unless there happens to be a dog next to us. Light vibrates at different frequencies too, or wavelengths. Some frequencies are visible to us, like a rainbow, and some aren't, like X-rays. And while sound waves and light waves are easy for us to understand, it may be a little harder to grasp that the same thing applies to physical objects and even living things. But everything is energy. The chair, your neighbor, your dog, the birds, the trees, the rock, the earth, etc., vibrating at different frequencies. And it's all connected. Scientists are just starting to come to the realization that seemingly unconnected particles react in a manner that suggests that they are different parts of a whole. But there's more. This world that we see, hear, touch, taste, and smell is not all there is. Our physical experience is not all there is. And as we can see with sound and light, it's possible for our physical senses to pick up some of those frequencies, but not others. Just because we can't see or hear something, or touch, taste, or smell it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We're simply not able to translate it. You can't see a single atom with the naked eye, but they do exist. And if you clump enough atoms together, you can build anything you like. A molecule, a tree, a house, or a mountain. Conversely, you can break down any object into molecules, atoms, and subatomic particles. In the same sense, frequencies that aren't visible to you or perceivable through your physical senses do exist and do affect your world. Gather enough of them together, and they begin to form physical objects. Everything you see around you started off as pure energy, vibrating at different frequencies. The law of attraction brought vibrations of the same frequency together, which attracted more vibrations of the same frequency, and so on, until enough energy was gathered to create matter. So when we're talking about the law of attraction, reality creation, and manifesting stuff, what we're really talking about is the manipulation of energy. But not every vibration attracts. It has to be activated, if you will. And that's where we come in. We're powerful, creative beings who have the ability to activate any frequency we like. We're also like magnets, drawing to us all the frequencies we've activated. We really do each create our own reality. Everything you see in your world, everything you experience, truly everything you can be aware of, has been drawn to you by you. You have created your reality, all of it, by activating different vibrations. You see, you're creating all the time, every moment of every day. You can't help it. You're a lean, mean, creating machine. But you don't know that you're doing it, much less how. The problem arises when you don't deliberately choose which vibrations and frequencies to activate. It's like being King Midas, but not realizing that your touch turns everything to gold, and then wondering where the heck all that gold came from. You have immense power. It's about time you remembered how to use it.